She judged Israel at that time. So what does it mean when she judged Israel? She's basically telling them their sins. Like, hey, you guys are not right with God. You guys are serving false gods. That's why God's bringing this upon us. Look at verse 5. Wait a second. Yeah, verse 5. It says, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel and Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. That's man, woman, boy, and girl. They're going to Deborah for judgment. This shows you the spiritual temperature of Israel of that day. It's the equivalent to some guy who loves the Lord but goes to some Pentecostal church where there's some woman pastor. Like, hey, give me your judgment. It's like, dude, you find judgment. You read the Bible. You figure it out. So these are the kind of men that are in Israel at this point. And you know what? The best man in this whole chapter is Barak, right? But even Barak, the general, tells Deborah, you know, Deborah gives him the prophecy and says, hey, you're going to go fight, conquer Sisera. That's what God said. And he's like, I won't go unless you go. What in the world? He says, if you go, then I'll go. If you don't go, I won't go. That's in stark contrast to Moses, who when God commanded him to go out, he says, if thy presence go not with me, you know, I will not go forth. You know, Moses is like, I only need you to go with me, God. You know, Moses is a man. He's not afraid of anybody else. He's just afraid. He fears God. So he's like, if you don't go, I won't go. Barak is like, well, Deborah, if you don't go, I won't go. What in the world? An embarrassment. A lot of weak-willed men found here in chapter 4.